Good morning and welcome. Very, very good music, Rob. Thank you. Good morning. Welcome to the roundtable on this Halloween. It is the 31st of October. It is a Monday, and we have a lot to talk about. A lot of scary, spooky things to talk about this morning. A lot going on over the weekend. We were just away 2 days. What happened? We'll work through it and talk. I know, just because we've already gotten emails, that a lot of you have a lot of stuff on your mind, as certainly is understandable. So we will we'll get to that, and we'll find out what's going on. Let me introduce the panel to you, or who has arrived thus far, and then we'll then we'll move on. Alan Chartok is here. Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. I had a wonderful night last night because we went to see Arlo at the Mahawi. I mean, I've seen maybe 100 Arlo shows over the years. This was the best yet. It was fantastic. And Stephen Carroll Ide, who were new old editions, they used to be play with him back in the old days. They were there, and Steve Ide is the best guitar player I have ever heard in my whole life.
I loved your interview on Friday, which is available online, but that whole thing about, well, first of all, him being a Republican, which is interesting.
I still can't figure out whether he's fooling with me or not.
Yeah, I don't know. And then, but that whole discussion about the bus was really interesting. It's very cool.
Riding around, what it's like to ride around in a multi-million dollar bus. Just unbelievable.
A huge, big bus. But,
and now two of them, so that the rest of them can go in the other bus.
He has his own bus.
But it's a big, big bus.
Arlo has his own bus. Oh,
no, it's not the first either, but it's a big, beautiful bus. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad. That was a great night, and always good. nice homecoming. Libby Post is with us. She is political consultant and is here, and we're more than thrilled. Thank you very much, Libby.
You.
We love when you're here. Rosemary Armeo is also a part of the panel. Her coffee is here. Her microphone is open. Her chair is ready.
And she's supposed to be in a taxi coming over.
Right. I think, yeah, she's driving. But yes, she was in a southern state this weekend. I don't know if I can tell you where she was or not. But anyway, she was there, and she said, I'm gonna be coming right in from the airport. So we believe she's going to be here. Now, she did tell me, she said, now don't talk, if you can talk about boring stuff until I arrive, that would be great. And I told her, no.
Right, no, sorry.
We don't think so.
If you snooze, you lose.
That's not.
Well, you may be a star, but that doesn't extend that far.
Right, that's right.
We have big things to talk about. So let's get to that, and we'll wait for Rosemary to arrive, and I'm sure she will catch us up on her thinking as to what happened. All right, so on Friday, we got quite the October surprise, didn't we? Where the head of the FBI sent a letter to Republican congressional officials and said that they found a new batch of emails while investigating the Anthony Weiner case, of all things, they found a batch of emails that they felt could be pertinent to the investigation into Hillary Clinton, which, even though it had been announced by the FBI director and the Justice Department that they were not going to move forward and she would not be charged, interestingly, the case was not closed. It was still, quote unquote, ongoing, right? So James Comey sent a letter to Congress that said agents had uncovered new emails that could be connected to the Clinton investigation. That investigation had examined whether Mrs. Clinton and her aides had mishandled classified information by sending it through Mrs. Clinton's private email server. That inquiry was completed in July with no charges filed. Mr. Comey on Friday said that agents would review the new emails to see whether they contain classified information. The letter was sent 11 days before the presidential election, and it set off fierce criticism of Mr. Comey from appearing to meddle in politics. Not to editorialize on this, but I think it is safe to say that he has received a great deal of criticism from all sides, from Republicans, yes, from Democrats, from past FBI directors, from the Justice Department. Well, not from Trump, certainly. No, this was a...
When you say all sides in a presidential election, you know...
Well, from both parties, let's say that.
From some members of both parties. Yes. But this is disgusting. This guy... Really, I consider this, look, there are all kinds of reasons he might have done it. He's a Republican, we know that. He's under a lot of pressure, obviously. I happen to think he's just a weak character. I think that he was between a rock and a hard place. His fellows were giving him a hard time, and he decided he didn't think this through, except that he was warned by the Justice Department not to do it.
Right.
And he did it anyway. Now, he can't be fired. He has a fixed term of 10 years, but I consider him in many ways to be as bad as Benedict Arnold. And why is that? Because he's fooling with American democracy and an election right before the election. Mm-hmm. This has not been done before. And what's worrying me is that we are now in a situation where we are likely to raise the specter of none other than J. Edgar Hoover.
Well, I was about to say that.
Now, why do I say that? Because J. Edgar Hoover, for years, kept files, we know that, on all of the major politicians. And they were all scared to fire him. Mm-hmm. And it took his dying to create a situation where it was the FBI was supposed to be depoliticized. So I wrote a column, which will be in next week's papers, which basically said that, all of what I've just said, but also said, and by the way, could you send me my FBI file? I've never asked for it before. But, you know, they've got a lot of information on a lot of Americans.
I'm sure it's heavily redacted.
Well, there's not much to redact. I can tell you exactly what's in it.
It was that camp incident, wasn't it?
No, it was that I had a girlfriend once whose father was the head of TASS in the United States.
Well, I have a brother, I have a brother who's a socialist, was a member of the Socialist Workers Party. I was
involved but that's
with
not
stuff.
The same. I was going out with the daughter of the head of TASS in the United States.
Please.
You're obviously both going to.
Yeah, my file
is bigger than yours.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it is, Alan. Even though you're a short man, but that's fine.
Did you have to go there?
Well, he started, not me. See your hands, by the way.
So let me ask this question. So three paragraphs, and it was. Really, what came under fire also was at how vague the comment was.
You think?
I do have to say that there were several people who, after the initial shock of this, later in the news cycle on Friday, people were defending him and saying, well, he was between a rock and a hard place. He had to do this because otherwise, if it came out later, then he would be accused of being in Clinton's side and he'd be accused of withholding information. Well, he's already being accused of withholding information because they had this for, 3 weeks, Alan? Yeah. Is that what you said? 3 weeks?
3 weeks in advance, yes.
3 weeks in advance. They haven't done anything with it then. And this is, they don't know what. And this is just fact, right? They don't know what is in emails. In connection with an unrelated case, the FBI has learned of the existence of emails that appear to be pertinent to the investigation. Now, we should say that from further reporting from this statement indicates that those emails, there is a large likelihood that they have already been submitted.
Right. The majority
that they
of them.
Are right. have just been copied.
They already had them, in other words.
Yes.
They
already yes. And they've already been reviewed.
They reviewed them.
Right.
This is.
But 8 days or 11 days before a presidential election, who's ever seen that kind of thing happen before?
Right. This is.
It's never happened.
This is pure politics.
And we have learned some other things, Lib. One of them is that these emails, which were on her server, apparently, were not to her or from her.
So
that's extraordinary in itself.
That's right. These are emails that, you know, were not necessarily to Hillary Clinton. Comey said that what the FBI found may not be significant. They all may be duplicates for all we know. I mean, this was a pure political act, if there ever was one. And it is shades of J. Edgar Hoover. You know, that's the first thing I thought about. You know, Hoover never didn't do anything publicly to impact an election, but he certainly did do it privately. And all the books have, you know, all the books about him have borne that out. And this is, you know, one more step. I mean, how do you do this? How do you do this just a week away from an election and not expect it to have an impact?
Okay. And there is the interesting question. What will the impact be? The first thing we're treated to this time, you know, in the last set of polls is that Libby, that Trump has pulled ahead in Florida.
In Florida, yes.
Yeah. And who knows what creates
in
this,
some poll.
Yes, in
not,
some, but
not all.
That's correct.
Right.
Not all. Now, with all of this said, Hillary should certainly have learned a little lesson here somewhere.
Well, yeah. You know, but the other polling is showing that, because there was a poll that came out, I think, this morning or last night, that 60% of the people said this isn't going to impact the way they vote, that this new revelation is not going to have an impact.
Exactly, Joe. Exactly
a
what Joe was going
to say. A third of the people are still concerned about it.
Sure.
And I think...
But she's got an overwhelming advantage with the early voters, you know, so it's... Will it have an impact? Yes. Will she lose? No.
Overwhelming, we don't know, and I'm with Joe on this one. If you said 60% of the people say it won't affect them,
right.
What about the other 40?
Right. The other part of this is that I don't think that there are that many undecideds right now. I think people have made their decision.
Do you think, though, there for people who are undecided or who are leery one way or the other, or maybe we're even leaning toward Hillary Clinton, that this is the one other thing that casts doubt, rightfully or wrongfully looking at this, because we really don't know anything more than we knew before. And
that's the key. We don't know anything more than we knew before, and yet this is a story that is going to have an impact on a presidential election. The spy just came in from the cold.
Indeed.
But this is going to have an impact on a presidential election. And
you're going to take a break now, aren't you?
You weren't missing this, were you?
Oh my God.
Okay, let's take a break. Let's get Rosemary placed and have her time to take off her glasses and so forth. We'll be right back.
Support comes from Adams Fairacre Farms, Poughkeepsie, Kingston, Newburgh, and Wappinger. Local apples, pumpkins, squash, fresh meats, and seafood. And Adams Grown Mums, AdamsFarms.com. MPAC presenting an evening of electronic dance with Jalen and Curion, November 4th at 9 p.m., empac.rpi.edu. Mark Lawson Antiques, Saratoga Springs and Colony, New York, purchasing jewelry and diamonds, coin collections, Chinese and Asian antiques, fine art and estates, 518-587-8787. And from the Odyssey Bookshop, South Hadley, since 1963, an independent bookshop offering books and gifts for all ages, author events, first editions club, Odyssey Kids Program, and more, odysseybks.com.
All right, we are back, and all of our panelists are in place. So, Rosemary, we have 5 minutes before we go to a news break. So what do you make of all this?
I think Hillary Clinton has something to answer for. This is what annoys people who are her supporters. How sloppy. What the heck are those emails doing on Uma's shared computer? And apparently it has to do with printing them out. She wanted to print out things to give them. So she uses her husband's computer. I'm sorry. That is, in the words of James Comey, who I otherwise vile, extremely careless. And so she has something to pay for this, and she is paying. I'm glad that there's early voting because there's millions of votes that are already in that came in before this. That will help her. But this is bad. I have a friend who is always, I ribbed him when it looked like Trump had thrown it away with all of his sexual assault. Today there's a message from him that greets me when I wake up saying, how can you support someone so corrupt? It's terrible.
Okay, but what about Comey?
I think he just as he did not have to make a public statement in July about what he thought about this person that he was not going to indict, he did not have to do this. He has proved all along that he wants to have a say in the political process. I think it's completely inappropriate if by some miracle now she still gets in. And I guess with the editorial college,
the electoral college.
She still could get in. But if that happens, I hope that she can freeze him out, because I don't want him to be, and I know she would not want him to be the FBI director after this.
Well, he's got a 10-year defined term,
but you and I know how we get rid of people, and we don't want them.
It could be done. We're getting a lot of mail. Let me just tell you, one of the things that we discussed before we came in here was Harry Reid's letter saying that Comey had violated the Hatch Act.
Of 1939.
And there's one other complaint, too. Some person not connected to government. I'm sorry, Ellen, had done the same thing, complained that he violated the Hatch Act.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So what we see here is this act which says... The Hatch Act, you want to sum it up, Joe?
To prevent pernicious political activities, a federal law whose main provision prohibits employees in the executive branch of the federal government except the president, vice president, and certain designated high-level officials of the branch from engaging in... political activity that would impact an election.
Now, whether or not this is going to actually be invoked and whether anybody is going to be accused of doing this is another story. But how would you like to be him today? I mean, you know, he's really reviled around this country.
How would you like to be Comey?
Yeah, Rosemary.
I think he's all a self-righteous know-it-all who thinks he did the right thing and doesn't care if people are yelling at him.
I don't think so. I think he got a lot of pressure to do it.
Well, he did. Yeah, pressure to do it? From whom?
From
his fellow Republicans.
From congressional leaders.
Remember what this is all about.
Yes.
They're not worried about losing the election. I still think they're going to lose the election.
Right.
They're worried about down ballot.
Right, right. And the Senate.
That's why... If you can bloody her, if you can put her up into, the mouthpiece in the stratosphere somewhere.
Right. That's what he did, Alan. You're right. He bloodied her.
Right. It weakens her before she even takes office. And that was their goal all along, knowing that she was going to win. This is about weakening her so that they don't have to pay. They don't have to work with her, similar to what they did to Obama.
Isn't it stunning the number of twists and turns? Once again, on a Friday.
I thought everything was going to be
okay. Oh, my God, I know. And my stomach has been in a knot. Oh.
Well, I thought, frankly, Rosemary, before you arrived from your frantic jog from the airport, I did say that Hillary. I agreed.
I was listening to you every minute.
Well, that's good, and you should listen more.
Listen.
Don't we have to go through a break?
Listen and believe.
Yeah.
You have 45 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Hang on,
grasshopper. Okay. but the main thing here is she was sloppy.
Yep.
And she was sloppy. I don't know that you can say she deserves it, or even worse, that we deserve it as a result.
You know, it might be that Huma needs to fall on her sword.
That's been discussed. I was at this group of women and journalists, and that's what it may be time. Huma's got to say.
But what do you do? I mean, doesn't that even look worse? Because in some ways it looks like,
that she's admitting guilt?
Yeah, yeah.
That her top aide was...
No, that Huma says for the good of the country, despite that we will be vindicated.
Right, let's pause
My
there.
My instance is I wouldn't do that.
We'll take a break, and we'll be right back and continue this discussion right after this. Well, we're playing scary music this morning because it is it's Halloween, although, given the content of what we're talking about, it seems appropriate as well. We have a lot of letters.
We do.
A lot
I just
of
want to
letters.
Point out something David Gustina told me this morning.
Yes.
I don't know if it's true. He found an item somewhere, which is that the presidential candidate who sells more scary Halloween masks of themselves
wins.
Oh.
Which means that Trump would win.
Oh, I don't know.
He's the first time that we had a presidential candidate who looked like a clown. So I think that old measure is gone.
Yeah,
it's such
well,
a natural mask.
I mean, that hair thing.
And then there's the question of the American League or the National League, who's leading in the World Series at a time in the presidential election. I'm just making that up, but that's over the years. Okay, Daisy says...
at least Chicago won.
Daisy says, I'm sorry, Rosemary, you are wrong. What if, and it's very likely, these emails had nothing to do with Hillary Clinton? Why the heck should they have been reported? And what if they are duplicates? Will the FBI apologize to Hillary? I don't think so.
Wait,
people are in a rage. This will boost her numbers.
It will boost her numbers.
Yeah.
No, I think it won't hurt her among her base. It will make Trump's base hate her even more. And as usual, it's those people in the middle in the swing states who are the problem. And there's just an appearance here. There's just an appearance that something's wrong. Just as Trump is actually innocent of fraud and cheating people and being a sexual predator. Now we're up to a dozen women. He's innocent, too. But, man, I sure think bad of him.
Okay. And Gloria says, Huma Abedin has proved to be a terrible liability to Hillary Clinton, parenthesis from Alan, you think? Not entirely of her own doing. Who knew Weena would engage in such awful self-sabotage? It's time for her to separate from Clinton. P.S. In the rapid fire of the roundtable discussion, sometimes hard to know who you mean when you say she. Maybe you could use their names more to clarify. And that's from Gloria. All right. And then...
She? Well, I think we were talking about Huma Abedin and Clinton, not differentiating between the two H's.
Yeah,
we'll put it in the transcription.
Thank you.
And Elias says, now that Comey has his search warrant, he needs to tell us exactly what his agents discovered when they looked at the computer and led to the court request for a warrant. And Charlie from Pinebush, Comey is acting like a referee in a basketball game who is from the hometown of one team. He's been yelled at by Trump for making a bad call early. He's not making a bad call against the visiting team. The new revelation doesn't make much of a difference, no more than another woman coming out with assault accusations against Trump. It won't sway many voters. And Joe says, I'm upset. The office of presidency is not a choice for the lesser evil. It should be one of our best and brightest. Not interests of corporate greed, globalization, or the formation of the new world order. This year I voted as a patriot of the United States of America, and I'm writing in as a no-confidence vote. Well,
okay,
all right for that. Joe, Alan is right. So Friday night on TV news, Giuliani stated support for his self-described former Republican employee, James Comey, for his investigation of Hillary C. Scary on this Halloween day, Giuliani, Trump, Christie. Remember Kerik? Wes Craven couldn't have written a more frightening story. And then
Eric Holder came out with a letter against Comey that was pretty powerful. I
thought
it was the former Democratic
op-ed in the Washington Post.
Right.
Yeah.
Saying absolutely he's wrong.
Nice guy, but wrong move.
He goes, I worked with him. He's competent. But again, this is not the way the FBI normally functions. You don't announce even that somebody is under investigation, much less have a whole speech about them in July, which certainly did to me sound like he was closing the case. And now saying, there's more evidence. We think it might potentially be pertinent. Wasn't that the wording?
Well, you know, you come out and... say, even after the decision, and you're getting a lot of heat for it, and you say, look, we made our decision, we stand by it. It wasn't even close to charge her.
Right.
It wasn't even close.
Mm. Right.
And,
right.
And you defend it, and then 3 months later, you decide. So, and then you get even more stuff. And then you decide to go to do this route.
And nothing you've told us or the Congress is compelling that you should have changed your mind about anything.
Comey has also very badly hurt the FBI and the Justice Department.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were talking about that before you got here.
Making those
Hoover comparisons.
Yes.
Right, exactly. Ironic that at a time when there's a reform, his term is now 10 years. It's not supposed to be a political appointment. And we have never seen the politicization of the Bureau the way it is now.
Except for Hoover, exactly. But they made a lot of changes,
Sherry says, with the email issue, people are concerned about trusting Hillary now, but do they truly think Trump is more trustworthy? No tax returns are revealed, et cetera.
You're choking on it.
I was choking on what I had to eat.
Sounded like the words, didn't it?
Yeah.
Here's the irony, says Stephen. Here's irony. Hillary encouraged the Abedin-Wiener relationship. And that's from Steve. Give
her put a proof on that. I don't know how that.
Put a fork in it. You know,
right.
You know,
put a lid on it.
Give me a great. Okay. Pete says, "Good Hallows Eve panel. Though it may be scary and spooky to some, I say the more dirt uncovered that shows the machinations of palm greasing and deal swapping our venal politicians, the better." Boo. Pete from Tolentino.
But that's not what this did. No. We don't know what these emails are.
That's the thing. People are just jumping to conclusions, listening to Trump. His supporters aren't reading anything. They're just saying, Donald Trump said this, I believe it.
Okay, so I'm going to repeat a Trump statement that was made over the weekend, and then you reply, okay?
And then the free-for-all will begin.
This is worse than Watergate.
Oh,
go.
Good heavens.
That's a riot.
Go.
I'm sputtering. It's no comparison. We have a president who violated multiple laws up to and including the Constitution versus a woman who was extremely careless in her email. Thank God I'm not Secretary of State. Just think about this. Could you commit some of these same errors? Easily.
Anybody could.
And in fact, George Bush lost thousands of emails.
33 million. Emails.
Yes, hundreds of thousands of emails were gone. We already know that Colin Powell, though he lied about it for some reason I don't understand, also did the same. So did Madeleine Albright.
And Condoleezza
this is
Rice.
Not corruption. I cover political corruption. That's my specialty. This doesn't come close. Not close.
So, but you guys are arguing to the substance. When in fact it has nothing to do with
point.
Substance.
It's all emotion.
It has with a big fat mouth
good
opening
point.
Up and saying this is worse than Watergate.
And this is all about point. Emotion and the last gasping vestiges of a white majority country, and these people are angry, and they will grasp onto anything that he says to prove their point that she should be in jail. I mean, you know, that is all ratcheted up now. There was a guy at one of the Trump rallies who was chanting USA to the media.
Oh my God.
The anti-Semitism, the racism. Somebody had a Trump sign in front of their house and two black mannequins hanging from trees.
I actually did have a nightmare over the weekend when this was announced that he would come in, there would be a terrorist attack as there is likely to be someplace in the world, and he used that as an excuse, like the Reichstag fire, to suspend, to put in martial law and suspend constitutional rights.
Okay, now you really raise it, and people will really get ticked off.
Are they going to get ticked off?
At me.
Go ahead.
At me. Now,
it's Hitler-esque.
Here comes my foot towards my mouth. Who exactly are the gun owners in the United States? So, in other words, match the Trump demographic
with the
gun owner demographic?
Yes, you can.
And now, the election is over.
Right.
And Trump says, get your guns.
Right. Well, there could very well be an armed insurrection, not across the country, but in various places. You know, the guys from Oregon were acquitted.
Oh,
and Black Lives Matter people get thrown in jail.
I know.
I mean, it's just so stark.
We may indeed be over the top, okay?
And we
egg each other on. However, there is an awareness here that that the country is facing a problem with this. There's oratory and an increasing violence that we have not seen before. It is not wrong to be discussing this.
Do I think this is going to happen? No. But
I certainly hope not.
Could. Somebody's got a novel in them somewhere. Okay. Michael says, with Clinton, everything is tied to her. With Trump, it's him every time. The difference isn't lost on anyone.
I don't get that.
Me neither. With Clinton, everything is being tied to her. With Trump, it's him every time. The difference isn't lost on anyone. Well, I'm sure that's fine.
There is a pretty stark difference. Trump, Clinton.
Right. Incompetence, competence.
Okay. And Mark says, Comey, funny, you all liked him last week. Also,
I like him. I've lost a lot of respect for him, but I have to say, you know, he made animal abuse a hate crime, and it's now part of the hate crime statistics. And I really love him for that. Mm-hmm. But this is being
and he
this
also
is
took
ridiculous.
A stand in the Bush administration right against torture being American policy. He has done some good things, so it's not a matter of hating Comey, but I sure hate the way he has handled the whole Hillary Clinton email case.
I lost all respect for him. Strategic blunder.
Funny, you all liked him last week. Also, Alan dating somebody from the Russian news agency, probably around the Cold War time, and Libby a socialist? What the heck?
No, not me.
No,
let's
your brother.
Be clear, my
your brother.
Brother
was a socialist, yeah.
Still,
okay, so Matt says, Dems and kiss the Senate and Supreme Court goodbye. I don't think so.
Me neither.
I don't think so. I think they're going to take the Senate.
Me too.
I thought they were in some striking distance on the House.
Yeah, I think 20 seats, maybe.
Nah,
did you watch the debate last night?
What, you mean
the Schumer,
Wendy Long debate?
Yeah, she really put it to him. I mean, she really was giving him a hard time.
She was pretty good, but yeah. Boy.
I have a question for you, New York State government experts. Why is there no early voting in New York, or am I wrong about that?
Okay, now I'm going to tell you.
Absentee ballots.
Why is there no... dot, 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 okay?
Right.
Initiative and referendum in New York State. New York City has it, makes a big difference, but not in New York State. Dot, dot, dot. Why is there no early voting? Dot, dot, dot. Okay. Why is there, why is there, why is there? The answer, Libby, is?
Because the incumbents make the law. Mm-hmm.
And they got there that way.
Right. And they will always... they will never change the election law.
That doesn't satisfy me.
Are you proud of your student
incumbency? but the fact of the matter is that it may not satisfy you, but that's the case.
Maryland has politicians who are no less avaricious or corrupt than ours, and they have early voting.
How did they do it, and we didn't?
Well, Maryland has a lot of Democrats too. Okay, but even the Democrats, Libby. Oh, I'm sorry.
Rosemary,
whatever.
You're getting the girls mixed up again.
Well, yeah.
Even we look alike. I told you to name tags.
Even the Democrats got here under the present set of rules.
That's right. And,
they don't want to do it.
Right.
So let me take your question a step further and say nearly 20 million people in this country have already voted. Mm-hmm. 18.6 million people, I believe, is the number.
Including the Shartocks.
Of people who have actually voted. If we go to a polling place, and from the time we get out of our car to the time we actually go to the voting booth, we are not allowed to be in any way anywhere near someone who is lobbying for one candidate
it's just 100
over
feet.
The other.
100
okay.
feet.
All right. So from that point... Mm-hmm. There are votes going on right now. Tell me this doesn't
affect it.
How does this not affect it?
Yep.
And how does this not end up in some way? I mean, obviously, this will depend on what the outcome is. In some sort of legal court action to say a legal challenge to say
correct.
This was a direct attempt to.
If she wins, she's not going to bring that case. And then Trump has no case to bring because this helped him.
But am I wrong? I mean, that's...
Yeah, no, you're wrong. It's not that you're not right in terms of, you know, what you are saying. You are right. But it is a consequence of, A, early voting and the fact that things can change and the rest. And we're not going to get ourselves embroiled in something like this, including after the election. So I think all of this is for naught. I mean, it's going to happen.
So if she loses, she accepts the results?
If she loses, she accepts the results.
Yes.
That is the Democratic way. Well, actually, it was until Trump. It was the American way. Richard Nixon clearly had a legal challenge with the West Virginia vote, and he said, no, there can't be a cloud over the presidency. I'm sorry, that's very
Al Gore.
Al Gore was, oh my gosh, yeah, he was like saintly in his, no, well,
these are people
who accepted
who understand democracy,
correct.
Who understand how our nation was founded, the Constitution, what it means to uphold democratic principles. Donald Trump is not a person who has any of that in his wheelhouse.
Right.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll continue. We'll be right back.
Support comes from Shannon Rose Design, Saratoga Springs, New York, working to help companies and organizations express their identities through corporate branding, web design and development, and graphic design for almost 3 decades. ShannonRose.com. The International Center of the Capital Region, working to promote citizen diplomacy and global understanding through exchanges and educational opportunities. ICCRAlbany.org. Saratoga Bridges, Ballston Spa, New York, a community resource for people with disabilities and their families, supported employment, day services, and more, saratogabridges.org. And from Museums 10, a collaborative of 10 Connecticut River Valley museums that inspire, engage, and enrich their communities through shared experiences of art, literature, history, and the natural world, museums10.org.
Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. Of course, we are talking about the FBI Director James Comey and his announcement on Friday of once again looking into the emails of Hillary Clinton and specifically the emails that were on a computer that was owned by Anthony Weiner and used by Anthony Weiner that apparently had emails in regards to Huma Abedin, who is a top aide to Hillary Clinton, and was brought into question that these emails were pertinent to the investigation that was ultimately in July, said that would they were not moving on, they were not charging, and yet it was not officially closed. We do have a ton of letters, so we'll get to we will get to those, and we'll continue on in this discussion. I do want to ask the one question, though. Do you think, and this is for the whole panel, but, and Alan, we'll start with you. So if you're Comey right now, you got everybody saying, you got everybody upset. Even Republicans say they want more information on this. Do you give them more information?
Well, I don't know what he can do. I mean, you know, you're going to have, look, they have all of these emails to look at. It's going to take weeks and weeks to look at the email. What kind of specific, oh, I didn't mean that, I meant this, and you keep adding one more little thing to the mix, it gets even worse. However, Larry wrote us an email. It's a long email, and I'm not going to read it to you, but I will read you the last sentence. Maybe there should be an examination of the Trump campaign's correspondence to the FBI office.
I don't think it was Trump who pressured. I think it was congressional leaders, that Jason Jaffetz guy from Utah.
Because he was out with the press conference immediately.
He knew it was coming. And he's already pledged that he's going to impeach Hillary Clinton should she be elected. Here's another thing. This is also sticky. You know, Loretta Lynch wants to keep a distance because of the Bill Clinton meeting with her and the
on
tarmac.
The
and then there's the President of the United States, who, for the sake of the purity of the election, could come out and say, we need to clear this up. And he could direct the FBI to do it, except that he's become such a partisan for Hillary Clinton that immediately becomes suspect. We have no institution at this point that could say, look, this is what we have to do. Isn't that odd? It's a bad situation to be in.
Hayer says, is a president able to grant a pardon to himself? Trump faces at least two upcoming criminal court cases, one for sexually assaulting a 13-year-old in the 1990s, another for the fraud from Trump University, and possibly more if he continues his business relationship with Russian mob bosses. It is important, says Greg, to this New Yorker who was born in Oregon, and probably to most Oregonians, the so-called Oregon protesters were not from Oregon. Keep up the good work. Comey may be a Republican, but I don't think he wants Trump. You ever wonder if he knows something about Clinton that we don't? Perhaps he thinks Clinton would be worse. John.
See, that's exactly the attitude that hurts Hillary Clinton the most. I remember this from a personal thing. I got fired because of an email scandal, isn't that odd? And it was a minor thing. And when I went to other jobs, people would say, "Okay, what really happened? What was really going on?" There was nothing else going on. That's what did it. And that's the suspicion that's unfightable. There's no way for Hillary Clinton to answer this in a way that's satisfactory.
Feminism was thrown out the window in your discussion about Huma this morning. Why should Huma resign? Is she responsible for her husband's actions now?
Because this is politics, folks.
Well, it's also what you do. You protect the boss. Mm-hmm. You are hired at the man or woman to protect the person above you, and that person is now in trouble. So yes, she should. She should perhaps. I'm not so.
She should perhaps.
She should perhaps quit. I am not as clear about it as Libby and some others I've heard.
I think she may have to. You know, I wish that she didn't have to, but she just may have to. And here we have this sleazeball, her ex-husband. You know, he's the one who has created this problem because he had to sext with a 15-year-old and email with a 15-year-old.
Wow. He didn't have sex with her. He wanted that.
Yeah, he wanted to have sex with a 15-year-old.
Sexting.
Sexting. Yeah. You know, it's just amazing. you know, that this is how all of this is coming to light.
I would say it's funny that what started as a joke has now become a constitutional crisis, yeah. Except there's Donald Trump.
Right, right. Director, it's a bigger joke.
Director Comey's most egregious error is overestimating the electorate's ability to critically process the depth and details of this situation on such short notice. Not going to happen. As always, perception trumps reality. Pun intended.
As the wordsmith, I have to point out, that was egregious error, not agrarian. Doesn't have anything to do with farming.
Don says, whatever...
He's not laughing. Uh-oh.
Whatever were Comey's intentions, it is now his obligation to put into place all the resources required to resolve this new email issue ASAP. And by the way, apparently they're doing an awful lot of work real fast.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's too late. I mean, he knew about this from 3 weeks ago, yet did not even have the warrant to legally go in and look at them. And what is the FBI doing more important than this when an election is at stake? Every agent in this country...
That was the question that came to my mind. Like, what? 3 weeks ago, why can't you have everybody looking into this and making damn sure of what?
You know, you could do a computer program for the first sort to put in the words, just like you do when you're checking for plagiarism. You put in some of the words, the key words that you would be looking for. Benghazi comes to mind immediately. And you see what you have there. Mm. It's just inexcusable that he came out with a memo that's so vague as the one he did.
By the way, somebody wrote to Joe incorrectly and said that Comey wrote to the didn't write to the Republican leadership. He wrote to the congressional leadership. But the fact of the matter is,
it is the Republican.
They're all Republicans. So the letter is addressed to all of the chairmen who are all Republicans.
Right.
And it was sent to other members. But the letter is addressed to.
To which I say, join the lumpen proletariat. Okay, now Jim said, "Whoa, something bad happened here. I'm so sorry."
All right,
I'm just so sorry. It just messed up.
I got you on backup. Do you want? What do you want?
Yeah, no.
You want Jim? Or are you good?
No, I somehow it all got screwed up because now. I went to another screen.
Oops.
And WMC. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
The email troubles.
And now inbox. Okay. No.
Oh, we're really off the.
No.
Okay.
Go ahead, Joe. You do read a couple.
All right.
Meantime, I'll be back at the ranch working on this other stuff.
None of this would have happened, says Jade, if you had all supported the best candidate, Bernie Sanders. Next topic, please.
My gosh.
Back to Alan.
Okay.
Nice try.
Okay. Why so few mentions of anywhere of Comey's Republican roots? I did.
We've been talking about it all morning.
I think Yes, he's a Republican. We know this.
Lee says, the Trump policy. It is finally time to scrap the name of one despicable person off the FBI building and replace it with another. Like that. Kathy says, Comey was briefed last week, but that it doesn't say when he learned of it. But notice that doesn't say when he learned of it.
No, it's about 3 weeks ago he learned about it.
That we know now. Dear Roundtable, says Ramon, what if the warrant reveals a changeable offense? Does it mean she will face charges while in office? And if found guilty, would that mean impeachment? I ask not because I have a horse in the race. I hope both candidates lose November 8th. Both are facing investigation courses. But I'd like to know how this could possibly play out. Well, you never know, do you? You don't know.
It doesn't look good, does it? I mean, either way, even if she wins and this investigation goes on, this is still...
It's going to be like Nixon after the Watergate investigation opened. He was crippled as a president because he had to spend so much time and talent on fighting charges.
Well, I think this may make her one-term president. Unfortunately.
You know, Libby, I've thought about that, and I don't care. I just want a president who is a woman in there because that breaks the barrier.
Yes,
the next woman who
absolutely.
Runs is
right.
never going to have to go through the sort of stuff Hillary
right.
Clinton has.
Right, Michelle Obama.
Well, Elizabeth Warren for me,
yes.
But okay.
Yeah.
Lori says, worse than Watergate in quotes? Obviously, there is not a similarity to Watergate. What nonsense. Most people are so ignorant of history that you have no idea what Watergate was.
That's true. Including students in my investigative reporting classes.
It's amazing.
And James says, would you rather have the email issues now or face possible indictments or impeachment later? Has to be bigger than this foundation and more are currently hidden. Continue to smear Trump. I think he will prevail.
Off to the, we'll take a break. We'll be right back, right after this. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel this morning. Alan Chartok, Rosemary Armeo, and Libby Post making up the group this morning. I'm Joe Donahue, and we welcome your comments. Roundtable at WAMC.org, roundtable at WAMC.org. We have obviously been spending a great deal of time this morning talking about the James Comey decision to further look into the emails that were a part of this batch of emails that were on the Anthony Weiner computer, and to look at those, and to you want to say to reopen the investigation, which is not
but
accurate.
That's not what's happening.
That's not what has happened.
Can you explain to me the importance of those words? My journalist friends went crazy about it. They didn't reopen it. It never closed. And I mean, Trump said it wrong, and the press is getting blamed for picking that up uncritically. But didn't it seem to you, wasn't that the point of his speech in July, was to say, it's over, we're not indicting, and now this is reopening, even if that's not technically it?
And then it went to the Justice Department. The Justice Department decided not to charge.
Correct. Right.
And then at that point, yes, I thought it was sort of, it just seems like all the paperwork wasn't filed to end
it.
Is that it?
I don't know. Hillary's campaign is saying it's not being reopened. So who knows? I don't think we'll know until somebody actually says something.
It feels like a silly little semantic argument to me, but people are debating it furiously on social media.
I mean, I guess
media.
It's important because you can continue looking into it if it's still an open investigation as opposed to beginning an entire new investigation.
Yeah, I'd rather that they not say they're beginning a new investigation. That's for sure. From a messaging point of view.
Yes, that's a good point from messaging. Yeah. Well, you would think that if it was ongoing, they'd have things like warrants lined up so they could look at the evidence they get.
Yeah, I guess that. They just got that, didn't they?
Supposedly. Yeah, they got it over the weekend.
Who knows what
yeah.
they're really doing.
All right. Alan, go ahead. Do you want to stay on this, or do you want to go to a couple of other topics? A
couple other topics.
What are they? And then we'll decide.
What else is there to talk about? But I just want to go back to warrant thing for a minute.
Yes?
Wouldn't they have already had the warrants because they were going after Weiner's computers anyway?
Yes, but not for Huma Abedin.
Except here's the thing. Why did they need a warrant for her? The Hillary Clinton campaign has again and again said she's fully cooperating. So why don't you say, hey, Huma, can we look at your emails? Would she have said no?
Right.
Well, it's always
better
to
she
be
didn't
safe.
Say no.
They didn't ask is the point. They wanted it to be this vague, I think.
I thought my understanding in getting the warrant was they were working with her lawyers and got the warrant after her approval of it. Was my understanding. Is that
you
not
you don't
correct?
Have to approve a warrant.
Okay.
No. The FBI could
then
get
then why
a
were
warrant
her lawyers involved?
I have no idea.
No, they had to go to a judge to get the warrant.
And her lawyers
but that
were
doesn't
present.
Involve her lawyers.
Oh,
if the FBI wants evidence, they don't consult the person upon whom they are about whom they are collecting
true.
Evidence.
That's true. Your local drug dealer never had that,
right?
You know.
So the other thing I wanted to discuss today was the Dakota Access Pipeline, which we can talk about that. So let's touch on that, and then we'll get back to all the other letters that we have today, which are quite numerous.
I want to go to North Dakota. Did you hear about the bison? You have to set that up with the bison. Amazing story.
And then an eagle came and lit, and they let the protesters, the eagle let the protesters touch it and pet it. It's really the spirits of the Native Americans who were at that burial site.
So we go to North Dakota. For months, tensions had mounted between protesters and law enforcement officials over the fate of an oil pipeline not far from Standing Rock Sioux Reservation. Last week, the strained relations boiled over as officers tried to force the protesters out of an area where they had been camping. Scores of officers dressed in riot gear walked in a wide line, sweeping protesters out of the area as face-to-face yelling matches broke out. Several vehicles, including at least one truck, were set ablaze. A standoff unfolded beside a bridge known as Backwater Bridge, where protesters set fire to wooden boards and signs and held off the line of officers over many hours. By last Friday evening, officers said they had arrested at least 142 protesters on charges including engaging in a riot, a conspiracy to endanger by fire and explosion. Protesters gathered near the bridge were refusing to leave, the authorities said. Each side complained vehemently about violent tactics by the other. Officers said that the protesters had attacked them with firebombs, logs, feces, and debris. They acknowledged using pepper spray and beanbag rounds against the protesters, as well as a high-pitched sound device meant to disperse crowds.
Now, in light of what happened in Oregon, the acquittal of the Bundy bunch.
Mm-hmm. The Bundy brothers and others.
There has been much discussion about whether the protests in North Dakota involving Native Americans is being handled differently by authorities than the white people who were, mm-hmm. who were
absolutely.
Standing up
we
to the government.
We see that all the time. We see it all the time.
It's really hard to see equity there.
Right.
Well, just look at the history of the way Native Americans have been treated in this country, and you don't have to go much further.
Right. And you make the same parallel. You can make the same parallel with the Black Lives Matter movement.
Yes,
it's
agree.
The same, absolutely, the history of how African Americans and people of color have been treated in this country, how Native Americans have been treated in this country. These guys who were clearly, armed and wanting to take over a federal piece of land get acquitted. While people who are just trying to save their own lives and their children's lives and their drinking water are getting attacked. And the gendarmes are doing the bidding of the corporations. I mean, that's what's so amazing here.
You sound very liberal.
I know. I always do.
The second amenders would say, one of the Bundy protesters was shot dead.
Yeah, isn't that too bad?
Sorry. Oh, come on. I don't want to see anybody shot dead by authorities unless they're about to hurt a child or something threatening a life. But in this case, is there anything to be said for that side? We have to look at the other side because we so adamantly don't believe in it.
Well, they're trying. You mean the oil people, the pipeline side?
The pipeline authorities side, who are trying to keep the peace. That, why is that bad?
Now they want to put this pipeline through sacred Indian land. And that's the issue here, and as well as what it would do to our water, to the water out there.
There was a public hearing. There was a process by which that route was decided.
Yeah. I want to get to other letters, but can we quickly talk about my favorite story of the weekend? Mm-hmm. And you can write to me and complain that this was my favorite story of the weekend. But the fact that the Met Opera was canceled.
Because
they felt that it was a possible terrorist attack because it was a white, unknown white power that was
somebody's
distributed
ashes.
into the orchestra pit, and it turned out to be a opera lover who was dispersing the ashes of his opera mentor, that closed down the end of a performance of William Tell.
I love that.
I'm sorry. That's
I love
a great
that.
Story.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
It should have come out when. The ashes should have come out when, at the end of the William Tell Overture, the cannons are shot.
Rossini must be rolling in his grave.
Yeah.
But yes. What do we do here? Do you remember, Joe?
What?
You're the director of all programming at WMC.
Huh?
Do we know
when
we
you
play
die,
when the,
are we
going to
scatter
was
the ashes
on?
Over the round table?
I don't think we were playing the opera.
We're not playing the opera.
This is not the season.
This is not the season.
Okay, I want to read a couple of things.
He's never dying.
I want to read a couple of things here.
Well, wait, I just want to connect that there actually is a real story about ashes. The Vatican is making some rulings about how bodies of Catholics can be treated after death. And for the first time, they've relented a bit about cremation.
What, you're not supposed to be cremated if you're Catholic?
No,
you have to stay
although,
close.
I know
that
you're
one.
Not supposed to be cremated if you're Jewish. So.
Although I think that has been widely interpreted by many different, individual parishes who have okayed that for years. But
well, sure, it's like divorce. You're not supposed to divorce either. Okay, Alan, now we'll let you talk.
Okay, listening to all of you on the round table has me so disgusted. When a listener commented that this election would not be in the state it is if Bernie Sanders were the nominee, and all of you dismiss it so fast, it was unbelievable in capital letters. Do you call yourselves fair and just news stations when 50% of the Democrats had voted for him and who knows, maybe more, and you dismiss this like it was a joke? Shame on you, Roundtable. I may need to find a different station to listen to.
Well, good luck.
I was just going to say, So long. It's been good to know you.
Yeah, he lost. Right. He lost.
Well,
and had he won, he would be in the same boat because Trump and Republicans are going to smear everybody, and he had a lot to be smeared over.
And you are putting words in our mouth which didn't exist. What we did was to read a letter that a listener sent in.
Yeah, but we scoffed at it, Alan. I did.
Well,
yes,
I didn't. Because I voted for Bernie.
Right.
You know, I mean, I'm a big Bernie supporter.
Right. Right.
So there's
so
that.
Basically we're saying is that she should only be outraged at you, Rosemary.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And I accepted the scorn.
Yeah, yeah.
My question is, has Bernie changed his party enrollment yet?
And yeah, that's a good question.
I'm sorry. Bernie has done an amazing, fantastic job for the Clinton campaign.
Yes.
And I respect that. He said he was going to do it, and he did.
I agree. I'm just wondering if he's changed his party
enrollment. And Marianne says, please, please keep the extended format going after the election. We're still going to need all the help we can get. Marianne in Warwick, she said.
I have a hard time getting here now.
Well, let's see here.
Basically, Alan's saying take a different plane.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's, that's all for now. There's a lot of stuff on Standing Rock supporting, you know, the Native American population.
I can't believe we're still messing with the Indians. It's just awful. It really, we deserve all the criticism.
Although here's one from Jay.
Really, I want to go there and protest with
who says Standing Rock.
Well, you can do it on Facebook.
Yeah, I've seen that, but I want to physically. I want to see it. I want to see the bison that line up outside and the eagles. I think that's
just amazing. You better
watch
out because people are getting hit with rubber bullets.
Jay takes an alternate view. He says protesters are trespassing on and destroying private property and obstructing public travel ways. Cause does not surpass law. That's exactly
right. Thank you. That is the other point of view, though, that we have not brought here because of our empathy with the Native American protesters. That's a good point.
Bill in Kinderhook says videos from in North Dakota should be viewed as a prelude to Trump's Great America. If you're not a white male, you will be dealt with if you protest. Yes. And then R says, Richard, comparing the investigation to Hillary and Humer's email to Watergate scandal that brought down President Richard Nixon seems to me to be a bit premature, and more after that. We did that one already. Listen to another. Somebody went away to listen to another station, yet another station. What are you making in the goodbye sign for?
Well, you're saying bye-bye?
They went away to listen to another station.
Okay. So that's what I got.
Okay. Let us then go to some other stuff.
The luckiest person of the week is Andrew Cuomo, who has been identified on several occasions during the trial of
Chris Christie.
The trial of Chris Christie. I think that's only in our minds.
Yeah, no, the
Bridgegate trial. And also his contemporary troubles around here with his best buddies being up for, you know, review.
Indicted,
yeah. Not yet.
Indicted
information,
for
corruption. But will be.
And what was the...
What?
There was a story in the Times about... Todd Howe and a fundraiser
and
where all these
list.
People went to this fundraiser, and a lot of them have been brought up on charges or on the list, a Preet's list and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Interesting.
I saw that.
Well, why is he the luckiest
morning.
Person?
Well, because nobody's paying any attention to any of his problems right now.
Right.
They're all paying attention to a certain presidential election.
Yeah.
Don't you see?
I see.
Yeah.
Do you think it will change as of November 8th?
Yeah.
And things
no, I think,
to...
look, the media pours a vacuum.
Right.
And you know, when somebody, when something which is occupying them passes. And so, now, it depends. If Trump wins, I don't know. Roselle and I are definitely going to Galway, which is our
in Schenectady County?
No, Galway. Galway in Ireland.
Oh, okay.
That's where we're going, yeah. We're making our reservations already.
Yeah.
We are out of time, but I want to thank all of you.
Boo.
Thank you very much for being with us. Alan and Libby, thank you for being here on time. Rosemary, thank you.
Love.
We'll be back tomorrow, and Roundtable will continue after this.